Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have a prominent Harvard professor, researcher, looking at other countries that have decriminalized drugs, how their crime rates drop, drug use drops. He's coming up in the next segment. After that, I'm going to have open phones for everybody throughout the balance of the show, and I promise I'm going to get to all your calls. Mike Rivera, WhatReallyHappened.com, is on the line with us. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. And yeah, you don't like YouTube banning our videos, basically? Well, just go get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. We've got to have 15 cents a day to pay for the high-quality bandwidth. Please become members. And we'll try to put as many videos as we can to the general public, the most important ones. But I don't have the money to keep doing this. Let's talk to Thomas in Illinois. You're on the air, sir, with Mike Rivera. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, Mr. Rivera, Mr. Jones. It's a pleasure. Alex, I got a question for you. It's a kind of a question on, I know you're a father and have young children. I appreciate everything you're doing in the InfoWar, putting yourself and your family on the line, because you realize without liberty, there's nothing. There's no future for any of us. And I have a 10-year-old son and a 5-year-old daughter, and it's kind of hard to walk that fine line. I want them to be critical thinkers, independent thinkers, but I'm not going to sit there and break down, you know, the whole white Anglo establishment to them. What do you suggest, what measures I take to get them to ask important questions, but I don't want them to spend their whole childhood trying to break down the New World Order?
I would read them the Roman, the Greek, English, French, medieval fairy tales. Because fairy tales will teach them that just because somebody looks like a nice man, he's really a wolf, and you can only trust your family, and family comes first, and I would never fight with your wife in front of them, and I would teach them early on that the world is against them generally, and that nobody's going to look out for them but their family and themselves, and I would teach them to not care about Madison Avenue and teach them about sales and how the system tries to make them feel inadequate. And I would teach them that it's not cool to get into trouble. It's cool to live well, as the French say. I appreciate your call. Mike Rivera, give us your take on that.
I have to admit I was momentarily distracted there. Raising the children, I think more than anything else, just raise them with an idea that big people can lie to them, especially from the government and TV, because I think if kids are taught to be skeptical of what the TV and radio is telling them, then they don't have to spend their entire lives deconstructing the New World Order. They just need to be skeptical. And I know in the age that I was raised in, we basically grew up with this idea that whatever the TV newscasters told us was the honest truth, and we could rely on them, we could count on them. That was the way the world was. We now know that over our entire lives, the corporate media, TV, newspaper, radio was hiding from us the fact that the U.S. government tortures prisoners, and they've been doing it all along. That cover-up alone should thoroughly discredit the corporate media.
Well, listen, I was on a neocon website, Front Page Magazine, and I clicked. We ought to play this later. Weeks ago, researching it, I clicked on one of their events in California, and they had this Marine Corps colonel on there saying, I don't like waterboarding. I like electricity. And they all laugh, and I've had the Special Forces commanders on. It's standard training for Army Special Forces how to hook electrodes to people's genitals. They have little field crankers. We have the manuals. I mean, this didn't just start last week.
We had a caller into our show the other day who was an ex-Marine. He's now living in Europe. He's an expat, and he's a Vietnam veteran, and they were taught how to do these kind of interrogations. And they were taught to take 3 North Vietnamese prisoners up in a helicopter, throw one out, and they knew that the other two would start talking before the first guy even hit the ground. And they were taught to do this. This was policy. This wasn't bad apples. It wasn't rogue soldiers. It wasn't people getting overexcited. This was trained and passed down the chain of command to do these things.
And then you expand on that, Mike. Then when our troops get captured, the same stuff gets done to them. This is not what you want to turn your army into, because then they come back to America, they become cops and judges and lawyers and local CIA crack dealers, and they start ruling. Then you got to have war with them, and then the cities burn. Mike Rivera, always great having you on. We appreciate your time, my friend.
Thank you.
We'll be right back with a Harvard professor.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive21.com now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. The Democratic leader of the Senate came out last week and said our government has been completely captured by offshore foreign banks. The Federal Reserve testifies before Congress. They're above the law. No agency of government, no court, no branch of government can even look into what they do. We are a captured nation, and as soon as we realize that, we can turn it around. How did the British corrupt and bring down China? They brought in opium, corrupted the port cities and officials, moved in inland. Within 50 years, they had the nation fully controlled through corrupt systems. And it's the same thing. You had the big major narcotics traffickers selling the drugs through the local apothecaries and drugstores. Other companies broke the cocaine, opium, heroin monopoly, so the big drug dealers got together. And we've done the history of this in the past. We're just going to be focusing on some other areas today. And they got together and said, let's make drugs illegal. Then we can launder the money, use the police to go after our competition, and then arrest the minorities and people we don't like and put them in prison. Prisons we own. Prisons we control. And so just like the crack cocaine was another expression of that in the 80s, as the CIA Solicitor General admitted, shelling crack in the black communities to further implode those societies. Very racist system. Now, we know with alcohol prohibition, it roughly tripled the amount of alcoholism. Crime exploded, corrupted the police. And now all over the country, police departments are caught stealing houses, homes, cars, without even drugs being found. Their asset forfeiture seizure. The rest of the world is doing it as well. Mexico is collapsing because of their phony drug war as the government cartels fight with the other cowboy cartels. They're now attacking our Second Amendment in the name of all this. But I thought we would, so if we don't decriminalize drugs, it's over. this is one of their greatest foot in the door to bring in militarized police and tyranny, and they've done a great job. Now they're wheeling the drug war system mechanism around the artillery to be brought to bear on the American people. Now everybody's a terrorist. Liberals, conservatives, gun owners, veterans. I mean, we've got more reports saying alternative media are terrorists today. Mainstream news we broke a few weeks ago, and now mainstream news on the Drudge Report in places. So I wanted to go to a very interesting researcher. We appreciate his time, Jeffrey Myron. He's written a book called Drug War Crimes, The Consequences of Prohibition. Says we could save $77 billion a year by decriminalizing drugs. Yeah, but the big banks launder $400 billion a year in drug money, so they don't want that to happen. They get to leverage that, too. And he is a professor at Harvard and Department of Economics at Harvard University, and a very long bio. You can just Google his name, Professor Jeffrey Myron. And we appreciate him coming on the show until the bottom of the hour. Then I'll have open phones and take your calls about YouTube suspending our channel. England and Canada openly announcing an end to free speech. You'll be arrested, basically, if you criticize global warming and a lot more. Let's go ahead and go to the professor. Professor, thanks for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me on.
So tell us what you found on the economic side with the data of what the phony drug war does and what would happen if we did like some other nations have done and started backing off these draconian laws.
Well, I mean, the laws are a key source of a lot of the violence that we're observing, for example, in Mexico right now, because when you criminalize something, you drive it underground. When you drive it underground, people resolve their disputes with guns instead of using lawyers, advertising, and so on.
Boy, that's right. 6,500 people dead last year. They're online to kill 10,000 this year. They're in open collapse, and they're blaming not enough drug laws for what's happening.
Right. I mean, the laws just make things worse. For one of the examples we might see in the near future is all the violence in Mexico has given people an excuse to say, well, the problem is the guns. The guns are coming from the U.S., so therefore we need more gun laws. But if you have more gun laws, you tend to drive that market underground, and you just generate violence in the illegal gun industry as people resolve disputes there with violence rather than standard nonviolent mechanisms. So
exactly.
The more laws, the more likely you are to see the violent dispute resolution.
Okay, well, I mean, break down, because you're an economist and a prestigious one, break down the numbers of what we're dealing with here and just another case for decriminalizing.
Well, the numbers, I should emphasize, to me are only one part of the story, but if the U.S. were to legalize drugs, we would probably save $40 to $45 billion per year by not hiring police and prosecutors and prisons and so on. We'd also raise something like $30 to $35 billion per year in tax revenue by imposing standard taxation, similar to alcohol and tobacco, on legalized drugs. Now, I say that's only one part of the story because I think what's at least as important are all the other effects of legalizing, which is allowing people to make their own decisions and choose to do what they want to do as long as they're not harming other people. That's exactly what we do with alcohol. We keep it legal, and we only punish activities involving alcohol that are harmful to innocent third parties, such as driving.
And Professor, I'm sure you've seen the statistics where prescription drugs are killing 300,000 a year, alcohol's killing a couple hundred thousand. Cocaine and heroin and all these things, as bad as they are, kill a fraction of that, and usually that's because they're dirty and have been cut by bad things because they're not regulated.
Exactly. The quality control in an underground market is likely to be a lot worse than in a legal market. In an underground market, you're going to have accidental poisonings and accidental overdoses because people don't know what they're getting. In a legal market, some people do stupid things with, say, with alcohol, but it's rare that someone is confused about the fact that, you know, the spirit like whiskey or scotch is serious. They know what they're getting, and they know if they want to have a mild dose, they drink beer or wine, so you don't get all these unintended effects that you do in underground markets, and people don't know if it's 10% cocaine or 90% cocaine.
Well, Professor, you wrote the book, Drug War Crimes, and, I mean, this always corrupts police. Look at Mexico. Look at the United States. I mean, I come across four or five articles a day and don't even cover them. I'm not even here to bash the cops. I mean, but I'm not, you know, not covering it because I'm covering up. I'm just totally, it's passé where they're caught dealing drugs, selling drugs. Half the towns around Austin or more, the sheriffs and police chiefs have been caught, or their children dealing drugs with them. Cops caught stealing drugs out of drug lockers, taking protection money from criminals. And then, you know, cities all over the country stealing people's cars and homes with asset forfeiture seizure. To me, it's the corrupting of society with black markets that is the biggest thing while we have got to, got to decriminalize now?
I certainly share your view. I would emphasize, let me just say one small thing. I would use the word legalization, not decriminalization, because by decriminalization, some people mean that you're legalizing the possession, but not the production and sale. My analysis, to get the full benefits, to eliminate the black market, you have to legalize and allow all aspects of the market to be above ground. But, you know, that clarification, absolutely, the corruption is a horrible aspect of it, and the disrespect for the law that's bred even more generally, because most people realize that the laws are being widely disobeyed, both by users and by producers, and so people get into this mindset of realizing that basically laws are for suckers. Only people who are stupid, you know, bother to obey the laws that they don't like. Most people just get around them, and that's really destructive for a civil society.
Yeah, I saw a report. There's something like 54 million non-filers now, and it's growing by millions every year because it turns out half of Congress isn't paying taxes or behind, and most of the CEOs are paying like 1%. And then they admit they don't enforce on the rich guys. They enforce on the middle class and working people. So it's not just the drugs. I mean, Professor, are you not seeing just a more and more lawless two-tier system where governments are exempt? Well, I'm sure you've heard about California, where a million people now have government license plates that can't be pulled over or read.
I hadn't heard that fact, but that's very interesting.
Oh, I'm not kidding. In fact, I'll pull it up later because we're live at PrisonPlanet.tv. But, okay, well, I'm pontificating here. You studied the history of this. I mean, going back to the 30s, everything was legal at the local drugstore, and we had much less drug use. What's the psychology then behind this bogus argument that if we legalize drugs, everybody will become drug addicts?
Well, we criminalized marijuana in 1937. We criminalized cocaine and opiates in 1914. It's hard to say for sure what drug use was done before and after because we don't have good data once it's been driven underground. And I think it's perfectly reasonable to suspect that if we legalized, that some additional people might choose to use, and if we legalized, the price would fall in some cases by substantial amounts, and that would also be a reason why some people might use or use more. But the crucial thing to think about is it a negative if more people use? And my answer is not necessarily. What's negative is if people use in an irresponsible way, either toward others or toward themselves or toward their family members. But what we observe from virtually all commodities, all activities, is that a few people misuse them in stupid ways. You know, some people go bungee jumping in ways that are, you know, super dangerous, but most people go bungee jumping, don't want to die, and they make sure they have adequate safety restraints and things like that. And most people use alcohol in a way which is moderate and beneficial or pleasurable to them, and it's a relatively small fraction that misuse it. And my assessment of the evidence is we would see exactly the same thing for legalized marijuana or cocaine or heroin. There, of course, are many mild ways to consume the drugs which are conventionally thought of as being the hard drugs. You can drink coca tea instead of snorting crack cocaine. You drink coca tea, you get a bit of an up in the way you would from a super caffeinated cola or something like that, but you don't become some sort of homicidal killer or any of the bizarre things that people claim based on very little evidence.
Yeah, well, Reefer Madness shows, you know, people murdering folks when they smoke pot, so we know that's ridiculous.
Everybody who's had any experience with marijuana realizes that that's ridiculous. And, of course, the current claim about marijuana is that it causes amotivational syndrome. It makes people lazy and lethargic. That's the exact opposite of what the government was claiming a few decades ago.
Absolutely. Well, in my experience in Austin with all these potheads, people that do use it a lot do become lackadaisical. But, again, that's being abused. It's great for people with stomach aches, and George Washington smoked it and grew it, so we know that he was not lazy or stupid. Professor, final segment coming up, but I've seen a lot of the studies and statistics in Europe where when they do decriminalize or legalize, drug use goes down because now it's not risque, it's not associated with being cutting edge, and we actually see when it's legalized, and I have seen some statistics from 80, 90 years ago where use was actually less because, you know, I mean, Coca-Cola had cocaine in it, but there's that point I want to talk about when we come back. But there's also some of the other facets, the serotonin reuptake inhibitors, the Ritalins, the speed drugs. You have tens of millions of Americans on these, and I've interviewed medical doctors. Their molecules are more toxic in many cases than the illegal drugs. So why do we have the government and the media with one hand pushing all of these legal drugs that are just as bad with their chemical makeup or worse, but then saying we got to give up all our rights and have SWAT teams raiding everybody? for stuff that isn't even as bad. Let's talk about that when we get back.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool, and he never gives an answer.
All right, Harvard professor of economics, Jeffrey Miron. I totally agree with the information he's covering and going over here. You know, most people that use illegal drugs never use them again. I took cocaine twice when I was in high school at parties. And it made me have the feeling of, like, the few times I had car wrecks or that I saw people in car wrecks that were really hurt, kind of that freaked out, wide awake feeling. And I was like, this isn't for me. I had a girlfriend that took Prozac. And I took a couple of those a couple times, and it didn't really, it just made me kind of feel like I was disconnected. So I never really liked illegal drugs. You know, most people that try them don't ever get into them. Unless they are illegal, the studies show, then they think it's cool and they want to keep using it. But I don't like marijuana. I don't like anything but caffeine now these days. I don't even drink beer. But going back to our guest, Professor Myron, finishing up here in the time we have, we appreciate your time. In summation, people are waking up. They're realizing the war on drugs is a fraud. The bigger it gets, the more drugs we have, the more people in prison. Where is all this going, and how do we overthrow this corrupt system? I mean, the government's, you know, involved in the drug trade up to their eyeballs, laundering the money and the rest of it. Are they ever going to let us get out from under this, or is that it?
Well, I think it's partially up to the people to send a clear signal to the government that they want it to change. Politicians are like anybody else. They want to succeed, and for politicians, succeeding means getting reelected. So if there were a widespread support amongst the voters for changing the laws, I think the laws would change. The fact is that so far, people don't seem to see, not enough of people see the wisdom of changing our laws, and so we're sort of stuck with the ones that we've got. So I wouldn't put the onus just on the politicians. I think we need to get more people to think about the issues as well.
Absolutely. But, I mean, studying this, I've seen the numbers, but is the worm starting to turn? Are people really starting to get what a ridiculous fraud this war on drugs is?
I don't know. I think that there's been a lot more discussion of it in the last 3-6 months, but there have been other times where there's been a lot of discussion, and yet nothing has really changed. On the whole, the pattern has been for enforcement and the strength of the laws to go up, not down. So I'm not, it's hard to be too optimistic. I mean, I hope I'm wrong this time, but I don't quite see any mainstream politicians standing up and taking on this issue. You know, talk radio takes it on, and certain mainstream media types have taken it on. So it is getting more airtime, but it's not obvious it's getting enough attention from the right people for there to be a change.
Professor Jeffrey Myron, I'll tell you what I think the last piece of the puzzle is. It's all the newscasts pointing at the scum and the meth heads and the labs and the toddler walking around in the broken glass and the degeneracy of trash that is always going to be involved in whatever's illegal. You know, you make brewing whiskey illegal, they're going to be involved in it. You make making methamphetamine illegal, they're going to be involved in it. It's going to be dirty and kill people. And so they can point at the criminal element and then go see the criminal element. We got to keep this illegal, and just how trashy they are, the white trash and the rest of it. But the criminal element's going to be what, you know, always involved with wherever they can make a quick buck. So that isn't an honest argument, in my opinion.
Well, I think it's true that there are going to be people who tend to behave as criminals regardless, but they're only able to make a lot of money, and it's only attractive to draw in people who are not inherently sort of oriented toward being criminals if there's a lot of income there, and that's the result of prohibition. So I think, although you would see some people to continue to be sort of criminals regardless, I think a large fraction of the people involved would turn to something legitimate because there's no income to be made if you there's no excess income to be made if you legalize the trade.
Absolutely. I had a great uncle who in Prohibition ran most of the whiskey in South Texas, and he worked with some of the locals here in Austin, Texas. I mean, he wasn't what you'd call a criminal person. It's just everybody knew it was a fraud. They could make a lot of money having fake dairies around the state, you know, making whiskey and delivering it in milk trucks.
Exactly. Exactly. So you draw in a lot of people who, in a better, in a different world, would not be inclined to engage in criminal activity, but the temptations become sort of awfully hard to resist.
What about police? I mean, we've got some numbers. They vary, but, man, I tell you, places like Chicago and L.A. and places, I mean, there's more corrupt cops than you can shake a stick at.
Oh, it's a huge problem, and I think in many ways it's an even bigger problem in other countries where the level at which police are compensated is substantially below in the U.S., so the temptations are even greater. And again, there's nothing you can do to escape that once you have the activity prohibited.
And once a society gets to a level of corruption where enough people accept corruption, it then races like a staph infection through the body politic, and it collapses. Folks can just Google your name, find some of your great research, studies, and writings. We appreciate Harvard Professor Jeffrey Myron of Economics joining us. Professor, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for the time. Thanks for coming on. All right, we'll come back, cover a bunch of swine flu news, take your phone calls, get into the attacks on free speech. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world.
Need something more?
The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the bailout group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the bailout group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the bailout group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The bailout group.
Steve, Tony, Shadow, Robert, Mike, your call's coming up at T-minus 5 minutes, and a ton of news I haven't even gotten to yet. We'll get a quick report also next hour from Phoenix, where We Are Change there, and the local libertarians are going to hand out 10,000 copies of Obama Deception, the Obama Deception, to the big rally where the would-be dictator, the puppet, the fake liberal, the supporter of torture, the man who never saw a lobbyist he wouldn't hire to the White House is going to be speaking. That's coming up. I want to get into how I've been attacked, too, and open the phones up for your take on what YouTube's done. I want to give the phone number out to YouTube and to Google. In fact, more of those last night of their internal phone numbers and emails were supposedly sent to Aaron at Infowars.com. Is Aaron in yet, or was he up until 4 in the morning again, finishing up with some secret film I'm about to release? Hey, will you call him or go get in his email and get me those better phone numbers for Google and YouTube, please, or call him and get him in here. I think the answer is just make him not be able to stay up here late and read Thomas Jefferson quotes. We were addicted to those last night. We read them for about an hour just for our entertainment and enjoyment. That's what we do around here. I'm going to read some of those today if I have time. I already read a Solzhenitsyn quote. I could read Jefferson for a million years, man. It all just clicks. But going to George Fortitle, who's a YouTube reporter, and he went down to Mexico City. We've had a lot of folks from Mexico City on, Sherry Tenpenny from Mexico, other people from Mexico reporting, and they were all saying a lot more people sick than was being said, a lot more people and that there were troops running around. It was all scary, but then suddenly it turned out those were just regular flus, regular colds, regular people dying of pneumonia, kind of a mass panic, kind of a War of the Worlds deal where folks were out shooting water towers thinking they were tripod alien creatures, you know, and when Orson Welles did that, kind of the same deal. So, George, I remember when I saw a YouTube video where he was freaked out about to go down to Mexico City, already wearing a mask in Southern California. He got there and found out it was a huge hoax, and the show ran out yesterday as we were finishing up. Tell us exactly what you witnessed. You said, just to prove this, you've gone and shot video. I haven't seen your channel lately, but have you posted it or had a chance to, where you go into the hospital and take your mask off? Tell us what you saw in Mexico City, George.
Alex, thank you. As you come down here, you have a total sense of fear from what the mainstream media has been telling you about the flu. But as you get here and you start to talk to people, you start to realize more and more that it's just entirely a big charade. And I just got so frustrated one day. I actually have a video of this on my website. I said, I'm going to go into this emergency room. And they had swine flu cases in this hospital. I said, I'm going to go in there. I'm going to take off my mask, and I'm going to hang out in there. And you know what? I did that, and even my taxi driver came with me, and I videotaped it. And, I just wanted to prove to my followers or my listeners that it's a charade. This is the regular flu. People are going in with regular flu. They're not dying in these massive numbers that they're talking about. And even if we had a few hundred deaths here, that doesn't justify shutting down a city of 20 million plus. I mean, it's 20 million people live here.
And that's the key. Let me stop you. That's the key, is that imagine if they're talking about total martial law, forced inoculations, going to level 6 for a few dozen people dying when regular flu kills a quarter of a million every year conservatively. What is the deal? What is going to happen when there's just a regular flu and it kills thousands? Are they going to use that for martial law takeover as a smokescreen during economic collapse? And, yes, that is the number one playbook attack profile. This was a beta test. We know now what their attack profile is going to be. That is, again, let's say they got 5 plays they might pull on us coming up as things collapse. That's the number one play. Kind of like when they keep throwing Hail Marys, you know that's what this coach is going to do. Well, these guys are running it up the middle with the bio, attack hysteria, and they beta tested this. What were folks saying inside the hospital?
Basically, I didn't really get to talk to them, but when I eventually got to a doctor, and I have a footage on my channel, the hidden camera, talking to a doctor, and I was actually somewhat sick. I think I had the stomach flu, and I went in there as a regular patient. And she basically said in Spanish, people have translated this for me, that it is totally overblown. That, you know, even with my symptoms, my similar flu-like symptoms, I did not have swine flu. I did not have the symptoms.
Right.
And I believe in the report she talks about that. She talks in detail, like a 10-minute report in Spanish of what's actually really going on. I mean, it is scary. When you go in there, everyone has masks on. They're carrying people's clothes in red bags.
Well, sir, how do you know you even had stomach flu? I mean, anybody that goes to Mexico for a few days, especially Mexico City, you're going to get Montezuma's revenge. I mean,
you know what? That's probably what it is. I'm taking Bactrim, an antibiotic, which they gave me, and I'm taking Imodium. So I don't know how severe
well,
that
I mean,
is.
Sir, have you ever been to Mexico City before?
Yes.
I mean, did you get a stomachache last time?
No. But I've been here for a long period of time. I mean,
sure.
I mean,
it could be that. It could be that, or it could be this. We did get confirmed reports from caller after caller and doctors and people in Mexico that a lot of people had stomach type flu. But this is supposedly respiratory, though, so it's probably just a regular stomach virus. The evidence shows this is a very communicable virus. It's just very mild, but that's what we were saying earlier. It could be that it's going to mutate into something worse because it's clearly designer. So the globalists are evil. We have to say, is this a dummy virus to test spreads, as they have said in papers they wanted to do, a virus that's weak but very communicable to test a very virulent, deadly flu? Or is it going to mutate into something worse or combine with other viruses? The UN's now fear-mongering saying that. So I'm thinking everything from their perspective, their mindset. Your comments on that?
All I have to say, Alex, is my taxi driver is now sick, so he's at home. I mean, I don't believe he has swine flu. I'm getting over whatever I have. It was probably Montezuma's revenge. But I can tell you, as you go into the emergency room, you can see the fear in people's eyes. I mean, if you open the newspaper, sure, everything is about the influenza. But when you talk to people, they're basically telling you it's a panic. They call it, they even have a name for it. They call it panico. It's like a commonly used term for
But you know, folks are not worried about that now. They're not worried about the police state. They're not worried about the collapsing economy. They're not worrying about SDRs and the IMF taking Mexico over. They're only worried about the flu or talking about how it shut down their life. Again, a perfect way when revolution's coming to a head to slap it down is to release this. Anything else, sir, from Mexico City?
Real quick, 2 points that I've been hearing from the people here. They wonder why Obama visited, Obama left, and then all the politicians got together for some type of meeting here, and then all of a sudden it hit the streets. Big damn panic, epidemic. And then the second point is this is timed just with their senator elections in 1 month. And that just kind of put off bells in my head.
Well, there's no doubt, and every Mexican we've talked to from Mexico says they're using it as a smokescreen from all their criminal activity. Okay, well, the website is George for Title. Up on YouTube channel. Hey, what do you think of them banning the Alex Jones channel for showing a news article? When Google is stealing every book on the planet, claiming they own it and digitizing it, flaunting. I mean, it's obviously fair use. Washington Journal does it. All these other TV shows show news articles. I mean, the news shows clip outs. This is asinine crap. And they said of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette does not remove their DNC takedown order, the site isn't going back up. So I guess, in fact, give me the number of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. And in fact, I want their number. I'm going to give that out later. I mean, they are a real piece of work. But who's the bigger piece of work, them or YouTube? I mean, think about it. Over 2,000 videos, a million views a week. I mean, we were just counting up the weeks. A million here, half a million there, a million here. No way to count up a year and a half. With, you know, in the last 6 months or so, millions of views a week. My God, this is incredible.
So, Alex, you know what it is? There's groups behind this that are flagging your videos, they're reporting your videos, and they're working in collusion with YouTube to get that site down.
They've contacted us. They comment and go, you bastard, we're going to shut you down. We're going to keep filing fake complaints. And so, you know what? I'm going to give YouTube what they want. I'm going to give their stinking phone number out, and I want them called today. I want them called tomorrow. I want them called next week. George, I'm going to let you go. I appreciate your report from there. Maybe we'll get another one from you coming up. Okay. Let's take some phone calls, and then next hour I'm going to really detail all this. In fact, let me go ahead and dig up the phone numbers to YouTube. I meant to test these last night, but I didn't get around to it, so I'm going to have the guys... I'm going to have the guys test it. Guys, come in here. Here's the numbers. Where did you... Oh, yeah, that's the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Print that for me. Yeah, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette is 412-263-1890. And tell the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, you know... here's the numbers, folks. Let me just give you these. Yeah, go ahead and double-check those numbers right there and then put that up on screen. Yeah, that's Google in the Bay Area. Okay, YouTube, Google, whatever you want to call it. That's the YouTube campus itself. Anyways, imagine what they've already done to us. They already, within hours of the cops being killed, had the Southern Poverty Law Center that's involved with the ADL at YouTube running things. It's all interconnected. That's been admitted, censoring. They already had the white supremacist shoot some poor cops. He's throwing a fit because his dog was urinating on the ground and mommy told him to get out. Turned out the guy was attacking me on my comment page. They take it, the Southern Poverty Law Center feeds it, my name out of hundreds of sites he admittedly had visited, to the paper, implies I'm the reason he killed the cops. That's not enough, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. I show the article and say on air that it's a libel, and you bastards, that isn't enough for you. You got to go file a fake copyright claim. I mean, even in some twisted universe, you could claim we couldn't show articles on air, which is pure bull. Under fair use, and everybody does it. You know, C-SPAN, the In the Papers show on news in New York, everybody does it. You know, 60 Minutes shows clips of articles. They're not getting rights to that. It's news. Even in a twisted world, if that was okay, you bastards implied that I basically caused the killing. I mean, your hardcore assault on me working with a private group, with the police, within hours to attack me? I'm the number one target after cops are killed? Within hours this is up? Within hours? The same afternoon? The same day? And then that isn't enough. Then you want to shut down my free speech because it was an audio of me criticizing them on the Sunday show, showing their article. I mean, it's not enough for you. You got to ban my speech, you bastards. What is your problem? Are you just demanding to be sued by me? I mean, is this just an absolute obsession of yours? You know, we already had, by pointing out it was a fraud, Raw Story, Daily Kos, and several other papers did retract. The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette wrote two articles saying, okay, the white supremacists didn't like Alex. But they never retracted the original story. They just kind of halfway did it. And I talked to the reporter. And he just said, well, I was fed this by the Southern Poverty Law Center. And then they're in the article. I mean, you know, the Southern Poverty Law Center, I know you don't like it that I get up here with the FBI secret memos, and then we get it to the newspapers, and it's in the Rocky Mountain News, and it was in the AP, and it was in the, what's the paper in Salt Lake City? Salt Lake City Tribune. I know it makes you mad it came out that we exposed that you were running the white supremacist operation at Elohim City with Tim McVeigh, with Andre Strassmeyer. I know that's upsetting for you, Southern Poverty Law Center. I understand. And you know what? It blew up in your face trying to imply I had the cops killed. People found out about you, didn't they? So we'll just continue to make lemonade out of these lemons you throw at us. You make me sick, though. You make me sick what you did. You make me want to throw up what you did at Elohim City, running that operation, having your people at the top of it. You're disgusting. Sickening filth. They literally peddle all this racism and manipulate and control a lot of these groups. It's been documented many times, so that they can demonize free speech in America and do what they're doing to us now and openly ban free speech. You are disgusting. You make me sick. Do you guys call that number? That is Google's number? Okay, you know what? I'm going to give it out next hour. Start your engines, ladies and gentlemen. Start your engines. Get ready. And I want you to call them and be polite and tell them you're going to boycott their sponsors. You're going to take Google ads off your website. If you got websites out there, a bunch of crap anyways. I took it off a year ago because I found out how evil Google was. And yeah, it was a financial hit for us, but you know, whatever. By the way, we need to be financially supported. Folks, I put up our emergency broadcast off our PrisonPlanet.tv servers in high quality a week and a half ago. And last time I checked, it was 20-plus thousand downloads and over a couple thousand bucks. How much was it? The point is, I put up another video, one of the ones they censored, where I broke down how it was a hoax. And that's costing me a lot of money right now. It's up on Infowars.com. People are like, well, just show all your videos for free. I have to explain how reality works. Number one, we used to have two servers for PrisonPlanet.tv members, and at peak times every day it would get slow. Then I added CDNs, two CDNs. Well, one of them's got 75 terabytes a month. The other's got 30. We're starting to max those out. I don't even want to tell you how much it costs. I don't know. What is it? 20-something grand now just for those a month. The money's got to come from somewhere. That's why you hear the sponsors and the gold pitching and the water filter pitching. And I only push stuff I believe in anyways. But the point is, I got to spend a lot of my time trying to fork money in here to throw it into the engine. I need fuel. I need you to load bombs on my airframe so I can go in there and bomb the enemy in the info war. I'm a big old stratofortress. I go in every day and bomb the enemy, but I need the bombs. I need the fuel. And it isn't easy, and these crazy people keep emailing me going, you should just have your own YouTube and give it out for free. Do you have any idea how much that would cost? Do you have any idea? I'm not some miser. That's why we've been so successful. Most people would make money in something like this and immediately stick it in their pocket. Not Alex Jones. 95% of the money comes into this operation, goes right back into the guns, right back into the info war weapons, right back into shooting salvos of truth downrange. I got a little fund in case I get sued to defend myself. Got a fund for litigation and people that, you know, go after us. And got a little bit of fund to run a few months of operation costs. And that's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's what matters to me is ideas. That is the currency I'm into, is beating these people. I want to win. I want the truth to come out. And I told you we've entered the maximum danger zone. We are now going mega viral everywhere. We're being hacked, attacked, demonized, slandered, lied about, hit by COINTELPRO from every angle because we are exploding on every front, ladies and gentlemen. We are bringing in a mighty harvest of people waking up. So get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, $5.95 a month. Get a yearly membership, you get 3 months free. PrisonPlanet.tv. Get a membership just to protest YouTube. And I'll put, if we get enough money coming in, or maybe we can have donor memberships that are like $20 a month if you want to contribute to free videos, because I don't have the money. I mean, you want donors? You know, I've gotten donations before and had contests, you know, and giving people prize money with the money, because that's all I spend it on. You want to buy the books, buy the videos, buy the materials at Infowars.com? You want to mail us donations? Yeah, you give me $1,000. That's about, depending on how long the video is, that's about, I don't know, 20,000 people on a medium-sized video. I mean, you know, it costs money to send out this data. So please donate. Alex Jones, 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. We need the fuel.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeed.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
All right, we're going to have a totally jam-packed next hour. Right now, let's start going to your calls. Tony in Arkansas, you're on the air. Welcome. Thanks for holding.
Alex, it's an honor to speak with you. Prison Planet TV member since the first year, and I have to say, in watching and listening all these years, I don't know if there was a finer moment for the truth movement than the last couple of weeks. I have never seen such an assemblage come together, and I think this is what scared them. I know this was a beta test. I agree this was a beta test on the flu. I believe, however, they planned on getting a lot more mileage out of it than they did. And one of the key central cogs to that was George Nuri, yourself, and Dr. Lynn Horowitz and Stephen Quayle. The four of you together literally changed millions of opinions of people across the country, people I knew. They were the most of the people that I knew were either absolutely feeling like the government had overblown this, even though there was 24/7 coverage in your face trying to get people to freak out. They didn't, or they said, something's going on here. And those that listened to you through George Nuri, your program, were absolutely blown away. I remember.
Well, that's the point I made over and over again. I said this is clearly engineered, which is now documented, a lab virus. That's mainstream British news. Clearly a lab virus, and they're overblowing it in an act of psychological terrorism, or they've released the big one. And because they're eugenicists, they're capable of anything. Go ahead.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, Alex, and God bless you. We pray for you constantly, but you're the one that caught them with their pants down. I happened to be listening to you the morning the Baxter story broke, and it was a minor story in the United States until you broke that story. And I happened to be listening, and you said to all your listeners, look, I went on before 9/11, 2 months before, told everybody it's going to happen. This is bigger than that. And I got on my chain of people, you know, and we began.
Yeah, day was that? I remember I started the show. When did I do all that?
Brother, it was at least 2 to 3 weeks prior. I apologize. I don't know the exact. I would have to go back because I recorded.
No, but somebody should find that in the archives.
Yeah, I
remember.
I'll dig.
Because it broke, and then Coast to Coast ended up having me on that night or the next night. So I want to say March 10th. March 9th. You know what, John Harmon, you're up at the network. My guys are overwhelmed, and I know John is as well. John, go listen to the archive of March 10th, March 9th. March 11th, and I'll start the show saying, ladies and gentlemen, this is the biggest show ever. I believe they're going to launch some type of fake flu fear-mongering and then launch a real one. See, I just remembered, and I let it all out. You're right, I did.
Alex, and I got on the horn to people, you know, I mean, we've got them from Alaska to New Jersey to Florida, all throughout the South. And let me tell you, brother, you were so ahead of that curve, and I believe that took some of the wind out of their sails. But when you got on there, and that guy called in on Coast that night, and he starts attacking in some way, and you cut him off and said, look, the flu doesn't start in the West and move east. It always starts east and moves west, and we're at the tail end of the flu season. They were caught with their pants down. They were absolutely exposed in every possible way they could be exposed.
And yeah, then, that guy called in and said it comes out of the West, and I just said, I'm sorry, it's not true.
Right, and you cut him off immediately and shut that business
Listen,
down.
Listen, I saw a YouTube video yesterday where the guy saying, I said that the camp was real, the Amtrak camp was the camp. I'm the one that's been exposing that for a decade as fake. I predicted Beck would go with it. I say Oklahoma City was an inside job. I've noticed all these videos are now saying, I am for bombing children. I am for Oklahoma City. They've got a script they're going off of now, I've been noticing.
Absolutely, and what's scaring them so much, and I believe this now, having covered you and followed you and prayed for you, brother, for years and gotten DVDs out there and everything, I'm telling you right now, when you hear Michael Savage, Glenn Beck, Lou Dobbs parroting back what you have broken, stories you have broken, crossing into the mainstream, and Glenn Beck has become a phenom for Fox ratings, and I know he may be a shill and is just pretending to co-op, I don't know, but regardless...
But it documents that we're having... No, everything we cover, we were covering last week, the new domestic extremism lexicon. It's now national news right now saying alternative media are terrorists. No, I know. That's the thing, is that everything we do now breaks through because the listeners are active. We are literally, it's like in a boxing match. Every blow is connecting. But half the public doesn't realize we're in the fight of our lives. They got their hands down. I'm like, no, move. Strike. Fight back. Get in the info war. You can do it. Come on. Get them moving. Get that head moving. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.